suspending disbelief entirely. We don't ask that that my listeners think of me in any way other than the narrator. And as the narrator, I will take on mildly certain voices or even certain emotions, but I won't take them deeply. Did you notice there were moments in Mother Courage, I did not play it big, but it was because it was a reading, and because two reasons. One, if I had played it big, it would have been vanity. Look how good I am. See, whereas on stage, when you create this other world, anything you do in that other world is believable. But when you read, I think you should know in your own mind that you're reading, and that you're presenting either the author's piece, or you are the author's voice, or you are the author presenting the characters. And you never once pretend you are anything but a reader. However, as the reading goes along, you can allow the richness to take over, or the pace, or the come on, blah, blah. You know, you can, by saying, you can indicate these things, in a way it almost brings you to a certain kind of truth.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there was a guy who did Charles Dickens, some great English or Welsh actor, I forget his name, you know, that's a different thing already, you know. Playing Charles Dickens, giving a reading, is acting. See, or Hal Holbrook playing Mark Twain, that's acting. But for me, that other night, I was narrating, I was telling a story, and I wasn't pretending to do anything but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Also, yeah, I was wondering, I guess, what were the physical limits of? What were the physical limits of the presentation? I guess it is just.
If you're standing, see, I've stood in front of, in an audience, really. You can, take a few steps back, you can take.
Yeah.
Yes, you see, it's like a concert instead of an opera. And in a concert, what you've got is, I think, a limitation. You've got, you've got two steps that you can take here, or two steps here, or two steps there, and that's about it. So in a reading, it would be, oh, come on, no, he said, don't do that. You see, so you can do, or, oh, like that. You can do any of those things as long as you keep it contained.
That would be reader's theater if you're reading a character, but how would it be if you're the narrator doing all the parts? Are you allowed that liberty as well?
Yes, I would take the liberties, as long as you know that you're reading,
mm-hmm.
and that you don't try to give a performance, an acting performance.
It's added something.
Yeah, see, so that out of the reading performance, you really do a lot of acting. It's like, the minute you say, I'm not an actor in a total environment, then, as a reader, you can do almost anything you wish.
Mm-hmm.
See, so it's that mind. Now, talking about that book that I got.
The golden S? What is that?
No, it's not that, you idiot. And it's to you. It's for you.
Thank you.
That's for you. It's perhaps you can do a reading of it, or maybe this will be one of your characters.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I was going through mythology yesterday, and I suddenly came upon this, and it's a young man in many lecherous situations.
Well, great.
And the reason I put my initials there was that it's nice to come upon a book 20 years from now and say, oh, look. Like that.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Good. So read that. Start that soon, because that, in addition to the James Cagney, in addition to the Shakespeare, is your work. And I think that the next time that we all do meet, you should either give a reading, if you can cull from that, or read a play, or you alone, and then Ruth after that,
mm-hmm.
wherever. But yours is the next shot.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right, now.
Thanks.
You're welcome. David, now, today, we have to start doing some work. And now, tell me, what kind of homework do you do for me? Do you do your voice work?
Mm-hmm.
Do you do your sounds every day in the front?
No.
No. You know why? Because when we were in the kitchen, I knew that you had slipped way back. See, so that this is like a plague with you. See? Take that chair, bring it here, and we're not going to do Leiades until you work on your patterns.
Okay, I have to...
What?
I lost the pattern.
You lost the pattern? David, there is something... you lose that for a reason.
No, I hate it.
I'm going to tell Mr. Faulkner what a rotten student you are.
We found that out the other day. I not studied my terms for 4 days, and... He fires them. I mean, I have no real
yeah, you
have deep
study.
Understanding of them. I mean, he fires them. It's a foreign language. They're French
yes.
terms. So.
Uh-huh.
Wait a second. It's so frustrating. It's, you know, just,
yes, you really have to do your homework.
It's unbelievable. I've totally given up any sort of free time.
That's
I don't socialize. I went one movie in the last 4 months.
Yeah, I know. It's awful.
It's
I mean,
I feel
good, worry about it because, I mean, if it's up to me, you would be working, you're studying from morning, you know, to night, and then I'd give Lisa a few minutes. And, I mean, let her have you from about midnight till 5 in the morning, and then the rest of the time, I would have you study. And yet, I don't know how not to. You
there's
know?
No, there's no way that you can't do that.
Really?
And in fact, what's happened of late is that we've seen each other so little. The other night, when I was at Ruth's, I left at 6:30, and I came home until the end of the night.
Yeah, why didn't Lisa come with you that night?
She's taking classes in...
so, of course, you didn't say to me.
On Thursday nights.
Ah.
On Catholicism.
That's
interesting. Well, it's not that she's necessarily going to convert to that either. She feels that I need to get more in touch with the spiritual side of herself. So she started going to various churches on Sunday mornings, checking over this one out and that one.
Yes.
And she always had an interest in the Catholic Church. I, you know, have no interest in that.
Well, I was just about to ask you, David, aren't you a lapsed Catholic?
Yes, and so I am very tolerant of it. It doesn't bother me at all.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It's very interesting.
Yes, it is very interesting.
So what I have been doing lately, though, and in my whole life I've never read the Bible.
Yeah.
So the Bible's there, and I was reading Proverbs out loud. And I was doing speech work with Proverbs.
That's all right. They're just as good. You can do that with a proverb, with a Catholic proverb, as anything else. All right. Let's get to the pattern. I want to go to some other consonants, because I'm sure we haven't gotten to them. So what? Let's start from the back. Z, have I ever given you Z?
No.
All right, I don't think this
is... No,